light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is very beautifully reported to have said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ Decorate your mahafils, your gatherings, by reciting durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon me. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ For indeed the durood, the salutations, the salawat, the salam you recite upon me will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. صَلُّوا لَلْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله صلى الله على محمد النور من نور الله مرحبا خوش آمدید welcome to one and all to another wonderful episode and in the series The Light of Guidance. You are watching Badri channel and today inshallah our point of discussion, our focal point of discussion will be the publicizing of the greatest bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making the charcha, making the remembrance, making the zikr of the greatest bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is undoubtedly the beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah azawajal, we'll learn about the beloved Rasul, we'll make the zikr of the beloved Rasul, and I would like everyone to inshallah be with us for the entire discussion until the end, and inshallah we hope you will learn lots, I will learn lots inshallah, and whatever we learn inshallah we will try and act upon it, we will try and pass the message on to others as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully mentions in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ Wonderful ayah of the Holy Quran, and this ayah many of us read, we know it, we have learnt it in Surah Duha. Allah Ta'ala says, and publicize well the bounties, the favors of your Lord. Simple ayah, but inshallah the discussion and the detail in this is wonderful. This hukum, this order of the ayat in the Holy Quran is first and foremost to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever bounties, whatever favors, whatever excellence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered upon you, has granted to you, that O beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, publicize those favors, mention those favors. And number two, the order, the hukum in this ayah is towards us sinful people. That, O people, you must also publicize the favors, the bounties, the marvels, the excellences which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon you. So two things. Number one, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must publicize the bounties. Number two, we must publicize the bounties and the favors of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Let's first discuss the first angle. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam publicizing the bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that personality that regarding whom Huzur Qibla Amin al-Sunnat says, Teri saadagi pe laakho, teri aajizi pe laakho, ho salam aajizana madani madini wale. Oh, that personality who is so humble, who is basically, his entire personality is filled with humility, despite being the best in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnat says, Ho salam aajizana, teri aajizi pe laakho, teri saadagi pe laakho, Ya Rasulullah, your simpleness, your humility is so wonderful that on that simpleness, on that humility, on that humbleness which you have, Ya Rasulullah, on that simplicity, on that humbleness which you have, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, No, we are sending hundreds and thousands of salam on that wonderful quality which you possess, O beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How humble was the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it is mentioned in narrations. And just now I was reading that on the day of Fatih Makkah, when Makkah was conquered, and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was entering Makkatul Mukarramah. So, you know, Makkah is that place where the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba Ikram were tortured. It is that place where Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi was placed on the hot ground. It is that place where the Sahaba Ikram were beaten. It is that place where the Sahaba Ikram were tortured. It is that place where the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also, you know, given pain and difficulty and harshness from the kuffar, from the mushrikeen, from the hypocrites, from those who are against Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today is a day where Makkah is being conquered. Makkah is coming under the control of Muslims. Muslims have been granted this victory. So it's a moment of pride for the Muslims. It's a moment of happiness. It's a moment of victory for the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the ayah that, O beloved, publicize the bounties of your Lord. Publicize the favors of your Lord. Publicize that which Allah ta'ala has granted to you. Now the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he receives the hukum and the order from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. In other words, Allah ta'ala is saying, O my beloved, do not stop in mentioning, even if it's your shan and your status, the fadl which Allah Ta'ala has granted you, the shan, the status, the maqab, the rifat which Allah Ta'ala has granted you, my beloved, publicize it, mention it to everyone. Now the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, when he mentions his greatness and he mentions the bounties which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon him, then there are many narrations, few narrations I want to keep in front of you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وُلْدِ آدَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا فَخْرَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that on the day of Qiyamah, I am the leader, I am the Sayyid, I am the master of the children of Adam alayhi salam. And the children of Adam alayhi salam doesn't mean only this ummah, doesn't mean only the nation of Adam alayhi salam or Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, no. Children of Adam alayhi salam means from the beginning of creation, from the first men and women until the last person until Qiyamah, everyone, male, female, youngsters, elderly people, everyone, I am the master and the leader of everyone, subhanallah, on the day of Qiyamah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, wala fakhra, and I'm not saying this out of pride. Subhanallah. In other words, I'm not saying this, you know, to praise myself, to mention my greatness. No, this is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I must publicize the bounties of Allah. Therefore, I am publicizing and telling you about this bounty that I am the leader of the people on the day of Qiyamah, the entire lineage and the progeny of the and the children of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Subhanallah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions more. And he says, وَبِيَدِي لِوَاءُ الْحَمْدِ وَلَا فَخْرًا. And he says, in my hand, I will have the flag of hamd, the flag of praise, لِوَاءُ الْحَمْدِ, on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. وَلَا فَخْرًا. And I'm not saying this out of pride, out of fakhr. Allah Ta'ala has commanded me to publicize the bounties, so I'm mentioning the greatness. Subhanallah. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَا مِن نَبِيٍّ يَوْمَئِذٍ آدَمُ فَمَنْ سِوَاهُ إِلَّا تَحْتَ لِوَائِي. Then Adam alayhi salam, and besides Adam alayhi salam, every Nabi, every Prophet, every Rasul, Nuh alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam, Shis alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, Yunus alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, Ilyas alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, all of these great Anbiya, the Rusul, the Prophets, subhanallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, all of the prophets, Adam alayhi salam, and besides him all the other prophets, all the prophets alayhi salam will be under my flag on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, wa ana awwalu shafi'in wa awwalu mushaffa'in yawm al-qiyamati wa la fakhra. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am the one who is going to make shafa'at on the day of judgment first. And I will mushaffa'. I am that person whose intercession, whose shafa'at is going to be accepted first. In other words, I am going to intercede first. Besides me, nobody else will have the honor and the privilege of interceding in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am going to open the doors. Yes, after that everyone is going to intercede. The prophets, the awliya, the sulaha, the fuqaha, the sahaba ikram, ahle bayti athar, and whatever the case is. But Nabi Sassim says, I am going to open the doors of shafa'at. I am the person whose shafa'at is going to be accepted first. Besides us, Nabi Sassim mentioned many other things we'll inshallah discuss after a short break, after we listen to a beautiful kalam. Then inshallah when we return, we will carry on with this discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Irham, irham, ya rahman, ighfir, ighfir, ya subhan. Irham, irham, ya rahman, ighfir, ighfir, ya subhan. Mujhse
واسطہ تجھ کو پیارے کا واسطہ تجھ کو پیارے کا یا اللہ یا رحمان
ارحم ارحم یا رحمان اغفر اغفر یا سبحان ارحم یا رحمان اغفر اغفر یا سبحان
یا رب اپنی الفت میں پیارے چاہت میں گم رکھ ایسا ہو جائے گم رکھ ایسا ہو جائے اور نہ جائے کہیں بھی دھیان
ارحم ارحم یا رحمان اغفر
اس کو دے حج کے اسباب فضل کر اے رب ارباب فضل کر اے رب ارباب اس پہ کرم ہو یا حنان
ارحم ارحم یا رحمان اغفر اغفر یا سبحان ارحم ارحم یا رحمان اغفر ya subhan
ya rab dikhla de arafa aur mina ke din aur مزدلفہ کے جلوے ہوں مزدلفہ کے جلوے ہوں اشک آنکھوں سے بہیں ہر آن
ارحم ارحم یا
دکھلا دے
دکھلا دے
چاروں یاروں کے صدقے چاروں یاروں کے صدقے پورا فرما دے ارمان
ارحم ارحم یا رحمان
بن جائے عطار بھی اب بن جائے عطار بھی اب مکے مدینے کا مہمان
ارحم ارحم یا رحمان اغفر اغفر یا سبحان ارحم یا رحمان اغفر اغفر یا سبحان
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علی محمد نور من نور اللہ MashaAllah, marhaba, khush aamdeed, welcome you back to our silsila, to our discussion regarding the publicizing the greatest bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we just discussed now, you know, before the break, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the order in the Holy Quran to publicize the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the beloved Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hukum is to him. So out of humbleness, the beloved Rasul, you know, will not mention anything, but the hukm of Allah Ta'ala is that you must mention, and how the beloved Rasul publicized and mentioned his greatness, his maqam, his status. So you were discussing a hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, various parts of various hadith, where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you know, I'm going to carry the flag of Alhamdulillah of Qiyamah, all the Prophets Alayhi Wasallam are going to be under my flag, I'm going to be the first who is going to intercede on the day of Qiyamah. And carrying on, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ يَقْرَعُ بَابَ الْجَنَّةِ Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And I am the one who is going to knock on the door of Jannah first. I'm going to be the first one to knock on the door of Jannah. Subhanallah. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Wa ana awwalu man yuharriku halaq al-jannati." And I am the first one who is going to shake the chains of Jannah. فَيَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ لِي فَيُدْخِلُنِيهَا. Subhanallah. And I am that first person for whom the doors of Jannah are going to be opened. And I am the first person who is going to be made to enter the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ha 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 ha. Likewise, Nabi Sassam says, وَأَنَا أَكْرَمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخَرِينَ وَلَا فَخْرَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am the person who has the most respect, the most greatness, the most status, shan and maqam, the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا فَخْرَ. And that's what I am saying is not out of pride, subhanallah. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَنَا قَائِدُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَلَا فَخْرَ وَأَنَا خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ وَلَا فَخْرَ. That I am the qaid, I am the leader of the rasools, of the prophets, of the mursaleen, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus I am not saying out of pride, وَأَنَا خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. Very important. And I am the final prophet. سَبْسَ آخِرِ النَّبِي. I am the seal of the prophets. I am the final prophet. I am the final messenger, the Rasul, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا فَخْرَ. And I'm not saying this out of pride. Subhanallah. Likewise, Sayyidina Anas narrates, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, أَنَا أَوَّلُ النَّاسِ خُرُوجًا إِذَا بُعِثُوا. When the people are going to be resurrected, when the people are going to be taken out of the graves for resurrection on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَنَا أَوَّلُ النَّاسِ خُرُوجًا. I am going to be the first of the people who is going to come out from the graves, who is going to come out, who is going to be taken out for the day of resurrection. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَأَنَا قَائِدُهُمْ إِذَا وَفَدُوا. And when the people, you know, are going to be taken and brought towards Midani Mahshar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَنَا قَائِدُهُمْ. I am going to be their leader. وَأَنَا خَطِيبُهُمْ إِذَا أَنْسَتُوا. When everyone's going to be silent and quiet, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am going to be their khatib. I am going to be the one who is going to speak. وَأَنَا مُسْتَشْفِعُهُمْ إِذَا حُبِسُوا. And when their accountability is going to be taken, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am the one who is going to intercede. I am the one who is going to intercede. I am going to be their intercessor. وَأَنَا مُبَشِّرُهُمْ إِذَا أَيِّسُوا. And when they are going to be hopeless, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I am going to be the one who is going to make them hear the glad tidings and the good news. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-karamatu wal-mafatihu yawma idhin biyadi. In other words, the respect, all the respect and all the keys on that day is going to be in my hands. So much praises, so much excellences the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself is mentioning. Himself is mentioning his maqam, his status, his dignity, his rank, his rif'at, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Imam Busiri, very beautifully, he praises the beloved Rasul and he says, لَمْ تَزَلْ فِي ضَمَائِرِ الْكَوْنِ تَخْتَارُ لَكَ الْأُمَّهَاتُ وَالْآبَاءُ. In other words, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your lineage, your generation, your ancestry is so wonderful that from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam until Sayyidina Abdullah, from Sayyida Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha until Sayyida Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, Imam Busiri says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all your forefathers, all your mothers, all your grandparents, all of them, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them were the beloveds of Allah ta'ala, and all of them were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is expressing and mentioning the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason why I'm mentioning all of this, you must see how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the greatness, and when he mentions the bounties, then he praises himself. He mentions his maqam, he mentions his status in this world, in the hereafter. He mentions the maqam of his parents, he mentions the maqam of his forefathers, he mentions, you know, how respected he is in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what maqam, what shan, what status he has in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith lesson, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ana da'watu Abi Ibrahim. I am the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, my father Ibrahim alayhi salam, and I am the glad tidings of Isa alayhi salam. In other words, where Isa alayhi salam mentioned in the Holy Quran, the summary of which I'm going to present in front of you, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ, where Isa alayhi salam said, I am giving glad tidings of a Rasul. He is going to arrive after me. His name is going to be Ahmad. I am giving you the glad tidings of that Rasul. Nabi Sassam says, وَبِشَارَةُ Isa. I am the glad tidings of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. I am dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. I am all of this. Nabi Sassam praises himself. Subhanallah. And he says it, I am that nur, that light my mother saw at the time of birth, because of which the palaces of Syria were enlightened, became illuminated from Makkatul Mukarramah. My mother, my beloved and blessed mother, saw the palaces of Syria. What is all of this? The beloved is talking about his birth, he's talking about his arrival, he's talking about his greatness, he's talking about all of this. And one final narration I want to keep in front of you, subhanAllah, mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, who great Sahabi, he says once the Sahaba Ikram was seated. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to arrive, the Sahaba Ikram were waiting. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about to arrive in this mahfil. Says that while they were waiting, Sahaba Ikram shouldn't waste time. Sahaba Ikram shouldn't, you know, do anything which was futile. They always spent their moments in the zikr of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So while the Sahaba Ikram were waiting, they started discussing amongst themselves. There's some ilmi guftugu, some beautiful talks, discussions. As they were discussing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't arrive in the mahfil. You know, he stood one side and he was listening to what the Sahaba Ikram asked. So one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala, who said, what an astonishing thing this is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Ibrahim alayhi salam his Khalil. Another Sahabi said, what an astonishing thing this is. Allah ta'ala has made Musa alayhi salam his Kaleem. Third Sahabi said, what an astonishing thing this is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Isa alayhi salam as Ruhullah and Kalimatullah. The fourth Sahabi said, what an astonishing thing this is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Adam alayhi salam Safiyullah. So they were discussing this, and there the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh my Sahaba ikram, listen to the words. Very carefully open your ears and listen to what the beloved Rasul said. Oh my beloved Sahaba ikram, oh my Sahaba ikram, I've heard all you have said. Whatever you were discussing, now I heard everything. You are saying Ibrahim alayhi salam is the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that undoubtedly that is the shan, the maqam, the status of Ibrahim alayhi salam. You are saying that Musa alayhi salam is Kalimullah. Undoubtedly, Musa alayhi salam, that is his shan, that is his maqam, that is his status. You are saying Isa alayhi salam is Ruhullah. Yes! This is the shan of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. You are saying Adam alayhi salam is Safiyullah. Yes, yes, that is the shan of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions his maqam and his status. He says, Ala wa ana habibullahi wa la fakhra. He says, listen, O my Sahaba ikram, you mentioned all of that, but now listen. Ala wa ana habibullah. I am the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the Habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wala fakhra. And I'm not saying this out of pride. Subhanallah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned more things. He said, on the day of Qiyamah, the flag will be in my hand. and I'm not saying this out of pride, on a day of Qiyamah, I will intercede, I will be the first one to intercede, and my intercession will be accepted first. I'm not saying this out of pride. Then Nabi Sassam said, Ana akramul awwalina wal akhirina wala fakhra, and I am the one who has the most respect, the most honor, the most greatness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the entire creation from the beginning, and those who have passed, those who will come, everyone. Wala fakhra, and I'm not saying this out of pride. Subhanallah, all these narrations which I just mentioned to you, all of these narrations come down to one thing, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to publicize, mention the bounties, the beloved Rasul mentioned his praise, spoke about his birth, spoke about his parents, spoke about his maqam, his rifat, and all of this was just to publicize the bounties and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That brings me towards the second part. As I said, this ayah has two aspects. Number one, the hukum is to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You must publicize the bounties. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam publicized, we listened. And number two, the people, that, O ummatis, O nation, O followers of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his sadaqah, I am giving the hukum to you also, that you must also publicize the bounties of your Lord, subhanallah. Which bounties must we publicize? How must we publicize? Inshallah, we are going to discuss that. We'll take a short break, listen to some few beautiful Madani pearls, and as soon as we return, inshallah, we'll begin our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our merciful Lord, blesses us day and night with so many bounties, so many gifts, that if we were to truly sit down and enumerate those blessings, we will never be able to do so. There are so many, limitless. But what is required of us is to show gratitude for those blessings. Praise Allah for His blessings. And the Quran also instructs that at times we should also reveal how Allah ta'ala has blessed us. This is called tahdithun ni'mah. Speak about the ni'mah. Not to show off, not to show that you're superior to anyone, but to show that Allah Ta'ala has blessed you, otherwise you would not have been able to acquire such a blessing if it wasn't for Allah gifting you. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. The Quran says, as for the ni'mah, the blessing of your Lord, then reveal it, mention it, proclaim it, speak about it. Remember, when we speak about it, we attribute all goodness to Allah, all blessings to Allah. We don't say, oh, it's because of me, because of my hard work. This would make us fall into ujub, vanity, self-conceit. And this is a disease of the heart. So when revealing the blessings of Allah, the intention should be sincere and pure. Now, revealing it to show that this is no kamal or perfection of mine. All praise and perfection belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how blessings increase. Then this will lead to the preservation of those blessings and the increase of those blessings as well. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those who are grateful to Him at all times, in difficulty and in ease. Yes, we have times in our life where we feel ease, we feel everything's going the way we want, everything's going smoothly, then all of a sudden we face trials, calamities, afflictions, tribulations in our lives. They are also times to remember Allah, to praise Allah. You remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of goodness, in times of blessings, Allah ta'ala will help you in times of difficulty. And in both states, we are to praise Allah. We are to refrain from complaining regarding our Lord. This is what shaitan is teaching people. This is what shaitan is whispering into the hearts and minds of people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to preserve our blessings and to show shukr for them.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Welcome back to our silsila. You are watching The Light of Guidance, alhamdulillah. And today our discussion is very exciting. We are discussing the maqam, the status of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the light of publicizing the greatest favor and bounty upon us from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. We discussed how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised and mentioned his greatness and his shan, his martaba. And now coming towards us, Allah Ta'ala's hukum is that we need to publicize the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you make a list of the bounties, then this eyes, this mouth, the nose, the hands, the feet, parents, oxygen, water, drink, everything is a bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are countless bounties. Nabi Sallallahu has mentioned in a summary of a hadith, At-tahadduthu bi ni'amatin shukrun wa tarkuha kufrun. In other words, that discussing and publicizing a bounty, a favor, is shukr, and not publicizing a bounty is actually kufran ni'amat, means it is na shukri, it is not being, not expressed, it's ungratefulness which you are showing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to always publicize the bounties. And whenever Allah Ta'ala has bestowed a bounty upon us, Allah Ta'ala loves to see that bounty is appeared in our personality, or we are publicizing that bounty. For example, a person came in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, narration of Abu Dawood Sharif, and the clothes of the person was dirty. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, don't you have any wealth? So the person said, yes. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when Allah ta'ala has blessed you with wealth, then the effect of that wealth should be seen upon you. In other words, your clothes are so dirty in this state, so you know, wear the clothes, wash your clothes, look nice, dress nice. There's nothing wrong in it. Do it, publicize and show the bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you. Yes, this only means in those cases where you should publicize. If someone shows off out of ostentation or boastfully, you know, out of pride, out of arrogance, out of takabbur, out to show the next person is inferior, then these are all cases where it's not allowed for you to publicize and to mention all of these things, because your intention is wrong. Yes, but the good intention, or the intention of showing the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, or the intention of mentioning the greatness of Allah ta'ala, with the intention of showing how much fadl and karam and mercy Allah ta'ala has showered upon you. And when your intention is pure, then you must show the bounties, you must publicize the bounties, you must mention the bounties which Allah ta'ala has bestowed upon you. At the same time, you can't show and publicize everything to everyone. There are some things which need to remain in the four walls of your house, and there are some bounties which you must show to the entire universe. So every person needs to understand that there is a difference here. You can't take and, you know, say that no, Mullah Sahib said that you must publicize, so everything I must publicize. That's not how it works. Allah has given you the aqal, the intellect also. You need to understand and ponder and think which things I can publicize, which things need to stay in my house, which things need to stay under the board of privacy. So there are some differences which you need to keep in your mind. But bottom thing is that we need to publicize the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such that, you know, if we look at the bounties, then which bounty are we going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? And then how do we know which fadl, which bounty is the greatest bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Very wonderful ayah I want to keep in front of you, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Undoubtedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done a huge favor, a big favor upon the mu'mineen, the believers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent one Rasul from amongst them. This Rasul is the beloved Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In other words, Allah ta'ala said, this is one favor which I have bestowed upon you. Every other favor Allah ta'ala has bestowed, but never has Allah ta'ala said, I have done a favor upon you. But on this bounty, Allah ta'ala said, I have done a favor upon you. I have done this fadl, this karam, ihsan, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that I have bestowed this favor upon you, which proves and shows that this favor is the asal, this favor is the base, this favor is the greatest favor from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when this favor is the greatest favor, then our duty is to publicize that favor, to mention that favor, to mention the greatness of that favor. How Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam publicized, he mentioned his maqam, he mentioned his status, He mentioned his birth. He mentioned his parents. He mentioned all of that. That was how he publicized. So we also gonna follow the same sunnah. When we are ordered to publicize the greatest bounty, then we will also mention his greatness. We will also mention his shafa'at. We will also mention his maqam. We will also mention his rifat, his status in the court of Allah. We will also mention his birth. We will also mention his parents. We will also mention the iman of his parents. And all of this, we give it one name, and that is Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That is why publicizing the greatest bounty, the greatest favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us is publicizing the zaat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we Sunnis, alhamdulillah, across the globe, proudly, we celebrate the birth of the beloved Rasul. We celebrate the Miladun Nabi. We openly celebrate the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by going in julus, by putting lights in our house, in our masajid, by waving our flags, by making slogans, you know, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Habiballah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Noor Allah, by saying Marhaba Ya Mustafa, by saying Sarkar Ki Ahmad Marhaba, you know, by wearing the Nalain Park of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Naqsh, the image, the pins and the badges of the Nalain, the blessed sandals of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on our forehead, on our heads, by our heart, on our clothes. We wear beautiful imama, we wear beautiful dresses, you know. It's a day of Eid for us. In fact, it is the Eid of all the Eids, because this is that Eid because of which we received every Eid from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if this Eid was not existing, if the birth of the beloved Rasul was not there, then no other Eid would have been present. No other bounty we would have received. Everything is because of the beloved Rasul. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Zameen o zama tumhare liye, makin o maka tumhare liye, chunin o chuna tumhare liye, bane do jaha tumhare liye, dhan mein zuba tumhare liye, badan mein hija tumhare liye, hum aaye yahan tumhare liye, uthe bhi wahan tumhare liye, tumhari chamak, tumhari damak, tumhari jhalak, tumhari mahak, zameen o falak sama ko samak, mein sikka nisha tumhare liye, jinaa mein chaman, chaman mein saman, saman mein phaban, phaban mein dulhan, sazaaye mehan pe aise menan, ye amn o ama tumhare liye, khalil o naji masih o safi, sabhi se kahin kahin bhi bani, ye bekhabari ke khalq phiri kahan se kahan tumhare liye, subhanallah, subhanallah. Farishte khudam, rasool o hasham, tamam e umam, ghulam e karam, wujood o adam, hudus o qidam, jahan e aya tumhare liye, ishare se chand cheer diya, chupe hue khur ko pher diya, gaye hue din ko asr kiya, ye taab o tama tumhare liye, sabab wo chale ke baagh phale, wo phool khile, ke din ho bale, liwa ke tale sana mein khule, raza ki zubaan tumhare liye. Ya Rasulullah, everything is for you. Everything has been created for you. Everything has been designed for you. Everything has been brought into existence for you, Ya Rasulullah. Ke wo jo na the to kuch na tha. Wo jo na ho to kuch na ho. Jaan hai wo jahan ki. Jaan hai to jahan hai. Everything is because of him. Now when the conclusion is done and everything is done, then our duty is, Because of him we received the Eid, because of him we received the bounties, because of him we received every favor, then our duty is that we need to celebrate on that day. We need to express our joy on that day as we celebrate on the day of Eid. Much more than that, we need to celebrate on this Eid, that is Eid Miladun Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is why the Ushaq, the lovers, the Sunnis, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah across the globe, loudly and proudly we say, Pukaro Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Everyone loudly say, Ya Rasulullah, Sarkar ki amad marhaba. Subhanallah. And inshallah, until the day of Qiyamah, we are going to carry on. You know, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Khaak ho jaye adud jalkar, magar ham to raza. Ya Rasulullah, your enemies, those who don't like your zikr, those don't like your name, ma'adallah, you know, they must burn and burn to ashes. Khaak ho jaye adu jalkar magar ham to raza. Dam mein jab tak dam hai, zikr unka sunate jayenge. Ya Rasulullah, as long as we are alive, as long as this breath, this air is going into our mouth, as long as this heart is pumping, as long as this blood is moving, Ya Rasulullah, as long as our body parts are there, as long as we are alive, Ya Rasulullah, until our last breath, and inshallah, our children, our grandchildren, our lineages, our progeny, everyone inshallah, until the last breath, everyone, dam mein jab tak dam hai, zikr unka sunate jayenge. We will keep on memorizing, we will keep on mentioning the greatness of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. With these few words, we come to the conclusion of today's discussion. And remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah azza wa jalla in our coming discussions, our coming episodes. Till then, be positive, think positive, remain positive, and stay positive. We make dua, may Allah grant us all the barakah. We make dua, ya Allah, through the sadaqah and the wasila of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved parents of the beloved Rasul, the elevated at heart, the sahaba ikram. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, enable all of us to go for Umrah and for Hajj with our parents, with our Murshid Kareem, with our relatives, with our family members. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, take us all, inshallah, for Hajj and for Umrah. Let us also make the ziyarah of Gumbad Khazra, of Sunnah Rijali, of the blessed Rosa Mubarak, of your beloved Rasul, of Mazar Mubarak of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar Farooq Azam, of the Mazar of the Sahaba Ikram, the Shuhada'i Badr, Shuhada'i Uhud, Sayyidina Usman Ghani, and all these great personalities. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, keep us as the slaves of your beloved Rasul, keep us firm on Maslaki Haq, Maslaki Ala Hazrat, Maslaki Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbal Alameen, Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad wa Ala Ali wa Sahabi Ajmain, Bi Rahmatika Ya Rahman Rahimin. Till we meet again, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Sallu Ala Al-Habib, Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.